mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
American Free Press, who's been covering the Bilderberg Group for 27 years, will join us for just one segment coming up in the next segment. He was able to confirm the location of the Bilderberg Group meeting this year. We knew the Bilderberg Group had booked a hotel outside of Vienna, Austria. We knew they'd also booked another one in Scotland, and that they'd already begun booking one up in Ottawa, Canada. Well, it's supposedly going to be in Canada, up in Ottawa, up there in French Canada, very beautiful, very European-American city, on the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And I do believe this will be the first Bilderberg conference that yours truly is going to be attending. Wow, I have got my work laid out for me. Coming up on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, I'll be in Chicago for a big 9/11 conference speaking. Then I'm going to be in Canada for the Bilderberg Group meeting. That should be fun. And then coming up on the 24th and 25th in Los Angeles, I'm going to be, of course, there with our big 9/11 conference. And by the way, there are going to be some surprise guests. There's Professor Stephen Jones, the physics professor, Professor Jim Fetzer. There's going to be William Rodriguez, the last survivor to get out of the towers. There are going to be all these great people there, Webster Tarpley and many others. But there's going to be some surprise guests as well, and those surprise guests don't want to be announced. They just want to be there. You can imagine who that will be. And I want to encourage everyone out there to go to Infowars.com and to link through via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart over to Tix.com and to get your tickets now. And you get multiple tickets. They're as low as $34 a piece, and the tickets are going quickly. And there's a good chance that as we get up in the last week or two before the conference, it could sell out. Every other event I've ever had has sold out. We haven't sold half of the tickets yet, but we're getting close. So I suggest you go ahead and make your plans and make a whole vacation out of it. Go visit some of the sites on Monday and Tuesday or Wednesday, or visit family you have in Southern California. Again, that is coming up the 24th and 25th. Of next month. Details available at Infowars.com, or you can call toll free and order your tickets, and we'll mail them to you if you'd like. And that's 1-888-253-3139. Didn't mean to get into that plug out of the gates, but there you go. Big new developments on the illegal alien front. Mexico is passing a law that you cannot have a job in Mexico if you are not Mexican. Can you imagine if they had a job in this country that if you weren't an American, you couldn't have a job here? Can you imagine the screams of racism and xenophobia? This is in the Associated Press, but you won't hear it on the nightly news. Oh, no, they got to cover all of this up. And the San Francisco Chronicle reports that 1 in 7 Mexican workers now lives in the U.S. 1 in 7 Mexican workers, 1 in 10 total Mexicans. And that's not counting all the other Latin Americans and folks from around the world. This is how the globalists are going to kill America, just bringing in a bunch of foreigners, then having their own media that caters to them domestically, that's owned by the New World Order, tell them to hate America and to bring down the middle class. It's working very, very nicely right now. And remember, all these demonstrations are funded and run by Bush and Fox and their own PR firm, Rob Allen & Co., L.A. Times, Dallas Morning News, reported once in each publication but never picked up anywhere, so the average American has no idea this is even going on. Bush's blanket amnesty program fooled conservatives for about a week, but the alternative media woke them up, and now conservatives are hopping mad more than ever as they discover it's a Trojan horse, thanks to the Border Patrol Union going public and saying it's, quote, a Trojan horse, thanks to Senator Sessions going public saying it's a Trojan horse, and much more. Jim Tucker coming up after this quick break. And then we'll plunge into the news and your calls throughout the broadcast. Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us in the second hour to talk about world financial collapse. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Then, of course, back from 9 to midnight. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Jim Tucker joins us. He is, of course, a veteran news reporter writing for mainstream syndicated publications going back over 40 years ago. And for 27 years, he's been covering the Bilderberg Group. He's the real thing, the Mickey Spillane with the straw hat, the whole nine yards. He's a legend, and he joins us just for one segment today. He broke this yesterday, Bilderberg to meet in Canada. We had thought that it was going to be in Austria. They try to confuse us now. They go to great lengths because of Tucker and others. So they started booking hotels in three regions of the planet, but it is set to take place in Ottawa, Canada, coming up on the 9th. 10th and 11th, the secretive group known as Bilderberg will hold its annual secret meeting at the posh Brook Street Resort a few miles from Ottawa, Canada, June 8th through 11th. The location and part of the agenda was disclosed to American Free Press by a source inside the Bilderberg Group's inner circle. Jim Tucker, thank you for joining us.
It's always fun.
Jim, now, you've always gotten it right. They've tried to fool you many times. They, as you've said, last time you were on with us a few months ago, they're going to more and more links to cover it up. How are you sure they're not feeding you this info?
I'm quite confident because the same source has helped us so many times over the years. The most dramatic case came several years ago when they met near Brussels. Now, we knew it was in the town of Brussels. I'm standing at the Men's Bar at the National Press Club with my other pair of socks all packed, typewriter in hand, to go to Brussels. And this source called me about an hour before I was to leave for Dulles Airport to name exactly the right place. And so I was able to call back the spotlight, and they replayed page one and got the precise location there, and he was absolutely right. He was right again when they met in Chantilly, and at this point they started absolutely lying, and they started lying more since. You'd call and they'd say, oh, we're all booked up because of four big wedding parties, not for any group called Bilderberg or whatever, not for any one group. And I remember sitting in their hotel on Wednesday before having to check out at high noon when they send out all the unwashed multitudes and surrounded with armed guards and only Bilderberg people and selected staff inside the Golden Gates for 3 days. And I had calls from the guys in Europe saying, are you sure you're in the right place? And I'm still at their hotel. And I'd explain to them, understand that this phone is probably bugged. They've always bugged the telephone in my room when I'm here. But you can trust me. They are lying through their teeth. They're a bunch of lying bastards, a bunch of lying people, I should have said. And yes, Bilderberg was there. And last year in Germany, the Bilderbergs went so far as to plan a phony story in the local newspaper saying that the hotel was closed down for a doctor's convention. They even had a group photo of people who are supposed to be doctors meeting at the sealed off in heavily guarded resort then. We told the local newspaper that they were wrong, but the local newspaper is too cowed to run. It wouldn't be a correction on their part. They were just quoting the Bilderberg people, but run a follow-up story explaining that Bilderberg lied. Be interested to see how far they go this year.
Well, exactly. The point that we get from all of this, what we take away, is that it's very, very secretive, and many times you find out right up to just a day or two before Jim Tucker. Why do you think you've learned so early this year, or somewhat early?
Sometimes it's a matter of luck, the hitting one source after another in various guises. I better not go too far here. I'll blow all my cover. But also, in recent years, they've started sending invitations much later. It used to be the invitations go out in January and February so the big shot could make his plans. Then they started saying, hold these dates. More information followed just to keep leaks from secretaries who keep letters on file. And they innocently think they're talking to a colleague or whatever and disclose the information.
Well, we must have some bad moles because some folks a month ago or two told Estolan that it was going to be outside of Vienna in Austria for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Danny is a good collaborator. He's taken the photographs for us last year.
He does a great job.
And he... as usual, we pool all of our information. Any reporters there, or anyone else who's interested in Bilderberg and shows up, invited to attend our evening meetings where we pool all of our information. And sometimes those who are not actually in the media still observe something that's valuable, such as identifying a certain individual who was seen to enter when we don't yet have the faked out the list of participants. They try to keep the list secret each year, but with the help from a lot of people in Europe, we've been able to get the list each year, but we don't really know in the early stages whether we're going to be able to get the list or not. So
Jim Tucker, I want to back up for those that just joined us. Tell the listeners what Bilderberg is and why it's so important, because for 20-plus years that you covered it, the New York Times, the Washington Post wrote stories saying it didn't exist. In your book that we carry, Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, which is excellent, available at InfoWars.com, you have dozens and dozens of photos at the National Press Club where you go up and confront Dick Cheney, or you confront the leader of the Senate, or you confront governors, vice presidents, others that have been, and they'll tell you openly, you're not supposed to even know about that. They get angry.
Yes, my favorite. Some of the photos were at the National Press Club. Others were at receptions on Capitol Hill and various places where you can surprise them by turning up in your Bilderberg suit. And you're thinking they're talking to a friendly face until they take a second look. My favorite was Kissinger forgetting to affect his German accent. I've been saying to him, Dr. Kissinger attended the last Bilderberg meeting at, naming the date and precise place. And when this European said this to you, and what was your response, something like that? And his eyes froze. He said, that was a private meeting. He said, that was a private meeting. He remembered to recapture his German accent.
That's right. Doesn't he have a sibling that speaks perfect with perfect English pronunciation?
His brother, about the same age, like Henry Kissinger. Kissinger's been in this country since he was 14 years old, was a corporal in the American Army, served honorably in World War II. His brother has no trace of a German accent, but he still affects it.
Well, just shows what phonies they are. Now, obviously, have you called the hotel yet? Do they have this time blocked off?
They have the time all blocked off. It is the same big lie. Well, it's for all kinds of different things, but I trust the source has been unfailing all these years.
Now, last year, Kissinger said oil prices were going to explode giddily, as you put it. That indeed has happened. You've also learned some of the things from your sources that are going to be high on the agenda this year. Give us a sneak peek, Jim.
Yes, the South America, Latin America, is now big on their agenda because of the oil prices and the Venezuela president, with the fifth major supplier of oil, threatening to cut the United States off. He actually subsidized his oil in his own country, so people in Venezuela pay 12 cents a gallon for gasoline. And he offended the United States by providing cheap oil to some poor people in the Northeast over the winter. But what they're most concerned about is his threat to control the one-fifth of the world's oil supply and keep it away from Bilderberg types, for example. He's going to charge a higher tax for drilling in his country. And, of course, Bilderberg is always represented by the oil industry is always represented the Royal Dutch and Shell. And
yes, you write in this latest article you put out yesterday that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers are the two main families that control and run the conference. You also raised Iran, that's high on the agenda, that there's a never-before-seen split in Bilderberg between the Europeans and the Anglo-American-British-U.S. power axis against striking Iran, sir?
I don't know if they're opposed to striking Iran or not. Now,
there was
they did
on
oppose,
Iraq, though.
The invasion of Iraq. So much so that they got the Defense Secretary Rumsfeld to promise not to attack that year in the summer of 2001, I think it was, or 2002. And then,
and that's how you were able to go on air and say, no, it's not 02 in March, it's 03 in March. And then the media, the Washington Post, was reporting it would be in March of 02. When they were attending, they were lying to their readers.
Yes, I'll never understand. Well, I guess I do understand why Jimmy Lee Hoagland, the associate editor and columnist, and he takes Donald Graham, the publisher, by the hand to all those meetings. Why would he not come back and say to his own staff, look, trust me, stop saying the war is going to start by late summer or early fall. It will not start till next year. Just trust me.
Jim, last question for you. We're going to let you get back to your important work.
Yeah.
The security, it gets greater and greater every year. Do you think you'll be detained this year when you get off the plane like you have before?
I don't know. I'll find out Monday. Well, actually, I was detained in Italy for several hours by the cops after I was in their hotel, not off the plane. Although Danny Usland had some of his magazines where he had heavy Bilderberg stories in his European magazine confiscated from him as he got off the airplane last year in Germany. But it was a year before that the Italian police held me for several hours.
Well, Jim, you're going to be there earlier than I, and so I'd like to, you know, when you get there the first day after you're done doing your investigations, I'd like to have you pop back in with us for 10 minutes, then we'll get live reports there from you when I'm on the ground. I look forward to seeing you in person, sir.
Very good.
God bless you, Jim.
Thank you.
Folks can read his report right now. We have links to it on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We're going to come back and into all the news. The illegal aliens are really at it again. Wait until you hear the latest. It just gets crazier and crazier. And we'll get into 9/11 as well coming up in the second hour.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Mexican Attorney General, remember about a year and a half ago, came out and said he was going to make 160-plus employees take microchips to get into work. And now we've had two Latin American presidents in the last month come out and say, yes, we're for Bush's guest worker program and we're happy to work with a company named Verichip to microchip them as we fly them into the U.S. because U.S. corporations are lobbying for all of this, and they're going to load them on planes and fly them in and bus them in across the Mexican border as well. That is Bush's supposed get tough on illegal alien legislation. It's really just legalize all of them. And then I guess the troops down there can just suck their thumbs. That's just for the public's consumption. They won't have any weapons, of course, and can't arrest anyone. They can just call the Border Patrol. But here is another article by James P. Tucker, American Free Press. Verichip injects itself into immigration debate Scott Silverman, chairman of the board of, who we've interviewed, by the way, of Verichek Corporation, has alarmed civil libertarians by promoting the company's subcutaneous human tracking device as a way to identify immigrants and guest workers. He appeared on the Fox News Channel earlier this week. This morning, after President Bush called for high-tech measures to clamp down on Mexican immigrants. And, of course, those very high-tech measures have already been passed by the Real ID Act last year, being implemented at the state level. So, again, citizens will have this shackling as well. Nothing to do with illegal aliens. Privacy advocate Catherine Albrecht told Liz McIntyre, are warning that a government-sanctioned shipping program should, as suggested by Silverman, could quickly be expanded to include U.S. citizens as well. So, see, the craziness is upon us. We're actually talking about this. It's being covered by the mainstream news. Presidents are calling for it. Companies are calling for it. Attorney generals are calling for it. I had the Bergen County Sheriff on, last year from New Jersey, a county with over 2 million people in it, saying, yes, he believes people should be made to take the chip, and he supports it, and he'll enforce it. I mean, these people are like body snatchers. They're that weird. They're that cultic. They're that bizarre. And they act like we're crazy. We're the weirdos because we're against this, along with 98% of other Americans in national polls. We're all crazy. The 2% is sane. Mexico workers to bar non-natives from jobs. This is out of the Associated Press. If Arnold Schwarzenegger had migrated to Mexico instead of the United States, he couldn't be governor. If Argentine native Sergio Valivov, firefighter, hero of September 11th attacks, had moved to Tecate, Mexico, instead of New York, he couldn't have been allowed on the force. Even as Mexico presses the United States to grant unrestricted citizenship to millions of undocumented Mexican migrants, well, they say this is Mexico, its officials at times calling U.S. policy xenophobic, Mexico places daunting limitations on anyone born outside its territory. If the United States, only two posts, the presidency and the vice presidency, are reserved for the native-born. In Mexico, non-natives are banned from those and thousands of other jobs, even if they are legally naturalized citizens. That's right. You can become a citizen of Mexico, and you still can't have most jobs. In fact, you don't even really own your property down there. They've changed a few laws where you can buy some in certain sectors, but I wouldn't buy it because they've been known to take it back. Foreign-born Mexicans can't hold seats in either the House or Congress. They're also banned from state legislatures, the Supreme Court, and all governorships. Many states ban foreign-born Mexicans from spots on town councils, and Mexico's constitution reserves almost all federal posts in any position in the military and merchant marine for native-born Mexicans only. And frankly, I think that's, I almost agree with that. I mean, look at what's happened to America. I mean, we've got a fifth column, 25 million illegals here, taking over, saying you can't work in meatpacking, you can't work in restaurants, you can't work anywhere unless you're part of RAZA, and they even run Mexican-Americans off and you know, call them traitors. So there you have it. Meanwhile, the San Francisco Chronicle had a detailed report Sunday about how one in seven Mexican workers works in the U.S. One in ten Mexicans now live here, and I've got a correction to make. I'm using five-year-old data. I was using 2000 census data, or I guess six-year-old data, saying 90 million. It's now 107 million, and that's 2 years old. I just got the latest numbers. That's in the Chronicle. 107 million, doubling every 35 years. And they are being taught in every primary school in Mexico, mainstream news, that the Southwest belongs to Mexico. From Texas to Colorado to California, even now up into Washington, they're starting to claim that that's Mexico's. It's crazy. Our government's behind it, funding it. It's part of globalization. Meanwhile, Senator Sessions will tell you what he had to say about all this when we get back, and what the Border Patrol had to say about this when we get back. And then I'll get into some other really important news and some police state news as well. We have a clip shot by mainstream news cameras on 9/11 that's been dug out of the archive, where another firefighter says they found bombs in the buildings on 9/11. There's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens. Got to be 100 of these clips I've seen, but here's a new one for you to add to the pile. The media won't focus on this, though, will they? They just want you to focus on Hair Pentagon. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Moses, Robert, Will, others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I want to get back into immigration, the ongoing disillusionment, the ongoing breakup, and that's what this is, of the United States, right in front of everyone, just throwing it in our face and calling the destruction of the U.S., defending our sovereignty. It's fooled some, but most people I've talked to in the polls I've seen shows that most Americans are not buying it. They've been lied to so many times that the federal government and the Allied Crime Syndicate that owns and controls it has lost almost all credibility. That is certainly good news for those of us that want this to be a free society and do want to defend the Republic. Before I go to your calls and back into immigration and a host of other news, I want to play a couple clips. In fact, here is a clip, and this was shot by local New York news cameras. And you can watch the video at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. And here the reporter's talking to the firefighter. He walks by and says, "We got to get out there. You know, we found a bomb." And then the reporter says, "Excuse me, you say that again?" Because the firefighter's about 10 feet away. The firefighter turns towards the camera and says, "There's a bomb." So let's go ahead and roll this newest clip that has surfaced from 4 years, 9 months ago.
The building's not clear enough. Australia sends a bomb.
What's that?
Bomb in the building. Start clearing out. Got it.
In case people missed that, play it one more time.
The bomb in the building's not clear enough. Sorry, sends a bomb.
What's that?
Bomb in the building, start clearing out. Got it.
Now, we're writing a story on this. We believe it's later in the day, and they're talking about Building 7, but it may be one of the towers. There's so many of these clips, but you see hundreds of firefighters, or to be accurate, it's probably about 50 or so, sitting on the ground, lined up, and more coming out of a building. And it looks like they're probably talking about 7. We're tracking that down, trying to confirm that. But just another video clip. After we take some calls, I'll play another clip where marijuana and brownies, a lot of stoners out there don't smoke marijuana. They like to eat marijuana. And now marijuana and brownies, they have to call in the anti-terror squad because all crime under Section 802 of the Patriot Act is terrorism. It's the same thing in Canada and England. Everything is terror, but real terrorism, which is the government terrorizing the people. Before we go to your calls, we have a huge 9/11 conference coming up June 24th and June 25th in Los Angeles, California, at the Sheraton downtown. And I recommend you get your tickets now. I recommend you get your rooms now before they all sell out, before the rooms all fill up. Now, the rooms there fill up. There's hotels and motels of every price range. Literally, there's got to be 100 of them just in that area. I mean, I was looking it up. There's a highway right there that's got to have like 15 hotels and motels on it, and there's about 10 hotels just around this hotel. But the point is, there's hotels and motels everywhere, but it'd be nice to be right there in the conference center. The Sheraton's built onto the shopping mall right there, and a lot of the sites are right there in that area. But, of course, you're not really too concerned with that. What most people are focused on is who's going to be there. Professor Stephen Jones, BYU physics professor, doing a presentation there on the collapse of the buildings, the controlled demolition. There is also, of course, going to be Professor Jim Fetzer, founder of the 9/11 Scholars for Truth, Webster Tarpley. I'm told Jimmy Walter's going to be there. We're also going to have the last survivor to be pulled from the rubble who wasn't a firefighter, and that is William Rodriguez. Of course, I'm going to be giving a speech. I will premiere my new film, first time it'll ever be seen. It'll just be done around that time, Terror Storm, which is my best film yet. Wait till you see it. We're also going to show Loose Change 2 and some new clips as well. Dylan Avery is going to be there. And, yes, there's going to be some surprise guests who don't want to be announced until they speak, until they're there, and that'll be on the first day. So, 24th and 25th, get your tickets now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can link through the secure online server. We will email you your ticket with your ticket number, or if you'd like to call, we'll also email it to you that way, or mail you a physical ticket if that is your wish. We'll print out your e-ticket and mail it to you. You can call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Come out to Southern California, make a whole week of it if it's going to be your vacation time. You know, come out there on a Friday, see some of the sites, attend the conference Saturday and Sunday, and then go visit family or go see some of the sites, go to the beach, go to Disney World and thumb scan. That's a joke, folks, to get in. That's coming up the 24th and 25th of June. Details at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And, of course, families are welcome. Just have discretion. You know, if you got your three-year-old and they're screaming, take them out to your room or take them to the mall or something. But it's going to be, 10 hours each day, totally jam-packed. We don't even break. You can just pick what things you want to see and be there for that. You've only got to check in once. We're all going to give you wristbands that got the name of the event. Of course, we'll have T-shirts with the name of the event on them. They're available for folks that want to get them. It's going to be a lot of fun, and there'll be a lot of surprise guests, a lot of cool stuff. Hope to see you there. That's June 24th and 25th. Again, details at InfoWars.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. Also, I've made a lot of powerful documentary films. I carry a bunch of other great films and books on tape and T-shirts and other materials. Go to the online video and bookstore, InfoWars.com, and know that your purchase also makes this broadcast and what we do possible. I'm going to go cover Bilderberg. I'm going to take two people with me. Very expensive. I'm going to be going to the Chicago conference, expensive, bringing a film crew, to then make a documentary out of all this to show it to you. So you're on the front line supporting us as our partners in this fight. We don't ask for donations like a lot of other truth tellers and truth movement people. We ask you donate by buying the documentaries, by getting the books, by buying four or five copies of a film you like, by giving them as gifts. That way you know the information is getting out. That way you know your money is going towards a good effort, both here producing the films, running the radio show, and you know that film, that physical film itself, will be a tool. You know it's going towards the fight. At every level, it's a win-win. So, again, go to InfoWars.com via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Peruse the great discounts and videos and books we carry. A lot of big specials. Some of my films as low as $5.95 right now. Our call toll-free as well. They can answer your questions and take your order. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right. Let's go to the calls, and I'll get back into the immigration news. There's a lot of it. Finally, the Border Patrol, even U.S. senators calling Bush's plan a total Trojan horse. That's their term. That's what it is. Smoke and mirrors, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get into that and much more. And again, Webster Tarpley does join us, will be joining us, to talk a little bit about 9/11, but mainly what he's a real expert on, and that's world financial crises and scams and what's going on right now with the dollar going down to $46 2 weeks ago, then going back up to only being $43 against the euro. So gyrating wildly, what's really going on with derivatives? It's all coming up in the next hour. Very well-researched information. This isn't baloney. This is reality that you're going to be hearing. Right now, let's talk to David in Mass. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Put David on hold. I apologize. I'm told Moses disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line. Then we'll go to David, Robert, and Will. Moses, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Alexander, the Battle for Gaul, Emmer Jones. First of all, that you had Tucker on your program. I could spend the whole day talking to him about those Bilderbergs, especially about those royals of France, Germany, and Scotland. But let me get to this point, Alex. First, I agree with everything that you say, stateside, at least 98.4% of it. But international, and what you say is Al-Qaeda, I deem Al-Qaeda, I disagree. And if church people want to talk bad about you, Alex, you can send them my way. I have a choice word or two for them. Now, the last time
you called last week saying right. You disagreed with another name. Sir, you don't need to call and have one name one day and another name the next. It doesn't matter.
I just have to be careful for Inspire America.
Sir, we don't screen your phone calls. I mean, if you volunteer that you disagree, you go to the head of the line.
Okay. Last week, Alex, you called me emotional, confused, and crazy. Well, now let me bring a little deductive analysis to the situation. What you said last week, you called me a war Churchill, Alex. Please, those people on those families on September 11th, they lost something. It's a tragedy.
Put him on hold for just a minute. Sometimes people get some type of weird emotional thing going on with me, and they think there's some type of connection, and they get a little strange. Sir, I did not say last week that you're a war Churchill type. I said maybe that's what you're getting at, because three times I ask you what you were specifically saying, because you said if it was shaved head Europeans that you thought I would believe that they could carry out the attacks and hijack the planes, but that I couldn't believe that people that Middle Easterners could. So I took from that, and I asked you three times, and it was all weird, kind of incoherent riddles and stuff. I was trying, I hope you're listening to me, because I'm going to let you come back on. I'm trying to understand, sir. I mean, this is like a riddle to me. And then I thought maybe he's like saying what Ward Churchill's saying, that Al-Qaeda's real and really did attack us. But I said maybe not. So I didn't clearly say that. I said maybe. I'm trying to understand. Look, you're on the air right now, Moses, or whatever your name is today. Just explain to me in clear English what you're specifically saying.
Okay, like I said, I don't want to be confused with Ward Churchill, because there's a tragedy that happened on September 11th. Now, just because I believe Arabs did this tragedy, Alex, it doesn't mean that I'm with the government on this. Now, number one, Alex, for us to talk about this and to be reasonable about it, Alex, it can't be done in 5 minutes. So I just got a quick 30-second statement, and then you can do your calendars, and I'll hang up and take your listen, or I'll take my call, or I'll take your answer off the air. Number one, Alex, are you familiar with British thinking geometry and lat lines? Now, your counterpoint that you gave me last week, you said that CIA had put options on that day. You said that Norwood stood down. You said that elk, RCI, they could not call their friends and tell them not to fly, et cetera, et cetera. Also, you said the AQ could not bring down those buildings, demo style. Well, you should ask Billy Rodriguez, or excuse me, you should ask Mr. Rodriguez about that. See, Alex, that's all government complicity. Now, long story short, Alex, see, I see AQ as more dangerous than anybody wants to give them credit for, and this government's fight against,
By AQ, you mean AQ Khan?
No, AQ Al-Qaeda. It's just a short nickname. Al-Qaeda. See, long story short for me, Alex, is that ICAQ is more dangerous than anybody wants to give them credit for, and the fight against terrorism is like the war on terrorism, like the war on poverty. But the title for it, you know, Mr. Thompson coming up next, you take his title.
You know what's happening? People are saying they disagree, just to go to the head of the line. Do you disagree with anything, sir?
Alex, do you not just hear any of the points that he's giving you? Okay, anyway, the fight against terrorism. Okay, Winston, you have Winston Trump, Tarpley coming up. He calls his book Synthetic Terrorism. And Mr. Tarpley, Gunderson wouldn't mind asking you a few questions from what I hear. But the title of his book is called On the Fight.
Hold on just a minute. You're all over the map. What did you just say? Who has questions for me?
No, for you have Mr. Tarpley coming up, right, next hour?
Yes, and you said somebody may have questions for me. Well, what are you saying?
Mr. Ted Gunderson, Alex, has questions for Mr. Tarpley about his book, Synthetic Terrorism. But let me get to my point, please.
Okay, yeah, just throw weird stuff out. Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate your call, sir. If I can't understand much of what you're saying, the listeners probably can't either. And so you had your time, you had your 4 minutes, and I just don't even know what to say to you. Okay, thank you. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Mass. David, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Alex, how are you today?
Good. Well, I was doing okay till that call.
Yeah, well, it's Monday morning, or it's Monday afternoon, I guess.
Yeah.
Listen, I haven't called in a while. I've been abroad for some months, but I've been I'm glad to be back in the good old U.S. of A.
Yes, we're glad to have you.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to talk about one thing that I've been following for quite some time here, and it's an issue about. I got this article specifically a couple days ago off ZNet UK. This is government to force handover of encryption keys. Now, they've had this thing called the RIP Act. I don't know, it's called the Regulatory of Investigatory Powers Act, the RIP Act. And that's been kicking around some time. They referred in this article that it was introduced in 2002, but actually that's a lie. It's been kicking around ever since the early 90s. But what they're trying to implement is Part 3 of it, which essentially will criminalize any encryption program, and anybody who refuses to hand over the keys to police will face a nice jail term of 2 years. And that ties in quite nicely with UK law will criminalize IT pros for disposing details of unpatched vulnerabilities of encryption and monitoring tools.
Yeah, it makes everything hacking. So protecting your own personal information, you can get in a lot of trouble.
And I've been protecting my information for years.
Well, a lot of that is to protect yourself from run-of-the-mill criminals.
Exactly. And now from ZNet, this is from ZNet, or I believe CNET News, Congress may consider mandatory ISP snooping. I believe the representative, the Republican representative, Diana Dzett, I believe is her name, says they've got something going, a piece of legislation saying that any Internet service that enables users to access content must permanently retain records would permit police to identify each user. So it's coming here.
Yeah, it's indentured servitude. We all have to
exactly.
Be spies. Take the Animal ID Act and Premises Identification Act. Multi-thousand-dollar fines, on average, $2,000, for every chicken that doesn't have a $10 tag on it when the chicken's worth $2. Federal regulators at every local level, even your private animals will have to be ID'd with chips. This is in the regulations they've passed being implemented by the states. And I did another Sunday show on KLBJ this weekend, and a lady called in who worked for the the USDA, and she said, yeah, she's part of that enforcement, and it's a great idea. I mean, total control of our lives.
Unbelievable. Alex, why don't we just go ahead and criminalize baseball bats and kitchen knives?
Actually, England is moving to criminalize butcher knives. You may have a special chef's license, like in China, to have them.
Yep, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, it's amazing.
Look, this America is becoming a prison. Everything that prisoners in a prison live through, identification, tracking, control, disarmed, it's all coming here now.
That's correct, and I'm sad to see these types of things. I've been in Europe for quite some time here the last few months, and it's amazing to me. People are so much more well-informed. In many ways, it's much more authoritarian there in a lot of places.
Well, that's because they've been in it for a while. They're now living under it. They're not naive.
They're not naive at all. No.
Yeah, they've had Hitler, and they've had all these other dictators, and they've had all these other problems, and Franco. And so, I mean, they're not stupid. Americans have had it so good, we're like lambs to a slaughter. I appreciate your call. It's like when the first British explorers got to the Galapagos Islands, and there'd be dodo birds that didn't run from them, and the sailors would just whack them over the head and eat them. It's like when humans go to a new island that's got little deer on it. The deer walk right over to you. The sailors conk them right in the head. They don't know what a threat is. A tiger can walk right up to them. We're just totally domesticated, just like a bunch of braying sheep. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
So most jobs are unavailable, whether you're Russian, Guatemalan, a U.S. citizen, if you live in Mexico. They're now going to have, quote, thousands of counter-Minutemen demonstrators down there aiding the illegal aliens to come across the border. They even had this last year. Some were criminally charged. Meanwhile, Senator Sessions says this: colleagues should be ashamed. Alabama lawmakers says sweeping bill offering illegal citizenship likely to pass. It is now passed the Senate, declaring the Senate should be ashamed of itself. An opponent of a comprehensive immigration plan that includes a guest worker program, that's amnesty, folks, believes the measure will pass next week. Very close to passing the House. This is out of the National Ledger. Border Patrol agents warn Bush plan is a Trojan horse. In a joint statement, members of the U.S. Border Patrol, Local 2544, called President George W. Bush's border security and illegal immigration plan a Trojan horse. This is their quote, their press release. Every day that President Bush and the Senate hold real border security hostage to their misguided amnesty program, thousands upon thousands of illegal aliens continue to flood into our country. Make no mistake, most of them get by us. We are losing this war, and it's not even close. Contact your senators and congressmen now. Tell them to secure our borders and tell them to reject amnesty programs, so-called guest worker program, and member agents. The flooding is so bad, the $3 million a year flooding, that the government's seeking to just legalize them all now. They were already legal with a wink and a nod. They'd arrest a few thousand a year of the millions and have press conferences about it with the attorney general and state attorney generals and act like they're doing something. And then they'd bust, you know, a few dozen companies a year and arrest a few thousand people, you know, not even 1 or 2% of the total. But now people know that's a fraud, so they just say, okay, we'll fix it. We'll put groups and we'll give them IDs and make it all legal. That's what's happening right now. The latest info on that for you. And the neocons are on talk radio, all together as a group, lying about this. The only mega national show that's telling the truth is George Norrie, and he's had Frosty Wooldridge on and others, and that man's got to be commended. I mean, he certainly is not part of the other flock of people there with mega radio. I mean, he's the only national show that big that I know that's doing it. Just giving a plug to those that do a good job. He is on that front. Robert in Colorado. Robert, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Two quick questions for you, if I may. I don't have it in front of me, but I did write it down in the list of my email. You were talking to Colonel Craig Roberts last week about, I believe it's federal law, Section 42, 1983, that comes into play when you have a run-in with a police officer who oversteps bounds or roughs you up or whatever. Can you kind of take like 30, 45 seconds to speak to that one more time, please?
Well, you just type it into Google and it'll all come up for you. It's the false arrest, false imprisonment, abuse clause, and mm-hmm. you go file on them federally. Just the process of filing on them causes a massive grief.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I did put in my email, so I've got it. I do agree with you, or disagree with you on one point. You, and I've heard Dr. Monti talk about it too, talk about arming pilots. I think that's a bad idea because if they were to get into a physical confrontation with someone trying to take a plane or whatever, the gun could misfire or be fired and hit someone, innocent person or passenger.
Well, think it. Of course, in a struggle, like when the cops go into a bank robbery, they shoot an innocent person. That's the way it is. You've got to respond to crime. Duty is ours. Consequences belong to God. I want you to think that out a little bit clearer, Robert. Think about it. We trust these men to fly a gigantic airplane with 200-plus switches and dials, but then we don't trust them to have a gun. No, we need to, just like the citizens. I mean, you could say citizens don't need to have guns because when somebody breaks in your house, you could fire it through the wrong wall and kill your kids. Look, statistically, over 2 million crimes are stopped a year by citizens with guns, hundreds of times more than the police do it. That's not true. 12 times more often than police do. And so, Robert, you still disagree with me?
I think you just turned me around. Well, that was easy, huh?
Thanks for the call. We'll be right back with the second hour. More calls, and then Webster, Griffin, Tarbley.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.